Let us read a passage of Scripture together from the book of Acts and the chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. May I thank Mr. McCrae for his kind words of welcome here tonight to Macrofelt for your harvest gathering and for this meeting. Glad to be here and to have the opportunity of preaching the Word of God. And I trust the Lord will bless us together as we look at His Word tonight. Let us read a passage together from Acts chapter 16 and the verse 25. Acts chapter 16 and the verse 25. Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword, and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And he said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God, with all his house. Amen. We know the Lord will bless his word to our hearts tonight for his own name's sake. Let us bow briefly together in a word of prayer. Lord and Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy precious word, for Thy truth tonight. We thank You, Lord, for this meeting and for all who have gathered tonight. We praise Thee, Father in heaven, Lord, for all that we have heard from our brother Noel. O God of Thy doings and Thy work, bless our brother. Father in heaven, as he prepares to go back again to the mission field, be with him, bless him, and may he know the help and may he know the power of God. We thank You, Father in heaven, for the messages that we have heard in song. We thank Thee for our Savior tonight. We thank Thee for the lovely Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and who gave Himself for us. Bless Thy word, Lord, to our hearts, we ask of Thee. And, O God, may some soul or many souls in this meeting tonight put their trust and their faith in Christ and be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to speak just for a few moments tonight, Acts chapter 16 and the verse 30. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? These are the words, of course, of the Philippian jailer when Paul and Silas were brought before him. He cried out with all his heart, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Now I want to speak just for a few moments tonight on how to become a Christian. How to become a Christian, or how to be saved. Now the most important thing in the whole world is to be a Christian and to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to know your sins forgiven and to know that you're going to heaven. That's the greatest thing in the whole world. It is, of course, a personal matter. It's a very personal thing because salvation is a personal thing. It is a question between your soul and God. And I believe when any man hears the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, any individual, whether they be young or whether they be old, when they hear the gospel, the good news of the kingdom, that they ought immediately, without delay, for to put their trust and their faith in Jesus Christ. Now some people, you see, have the imagination tonight. Some people think that they have to wait for the official touch. They believe that the minister must do something. Or they think perhaps that the elder or the committee man, there's something he must do, or there's something that he must say. Now, of course, God's ministers are always ready and willing for to help in spiritual matters. Of that there is no doubt. We are your servants for Christ's sake. But I trust that nobody will think tonight, or anybody will imagine, that you have to wait, that you must delay for the minister, or for the elder, or for anybody else. But you must believe immediately, and without any hesitation, put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is able to save. So just for a few moments tonight, I want us to think upon this important question. How to become a Christian. Now, if you're not saved tonight here in this meeting, if you know not the Lord, even where you sit tonight, you may put your faith and trust in Him. Just where you are in the service tonight, you can lift up your heart to God in prayer, and you can call upon the name of the Lord, and you can receive Him by faith, and trust Him, and be saved. Just where you are in the service tonight. I trust that the Lord will speak to your heart tonight, and that you, without any hesitation, without any delay, will be saved and become a Christian, become a believer. Now, there's just two things I want to say. Most preachers maybe have 3 and 4 points, but I've only 2. And so I'm not going to keep you too long, and you'll not be over anxious and over hungry for your supper tonight. I've just a couple of things I want to say. The first thing is this, that you must be willing to be a Christian. You must be willing to be saved. Now, I believe that is the crux of the matter. That is the whole issue. Are you willing tonight here in this meeting to be saved? Are you willing to put your trust and your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you willing tonight to bring your all, your whole life, under His control tonight? What I mean by that is this. Are you willing to hand your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ? Your business, your present, the future, all your plans and all your ambitions, every desire. Are you willing to bring everything under His will tonight? Are you willing to surrender every part? Are you willing to trust Him wholly and to receive Him tonight and be saved? Are you willing to go to school to Christ? Our brother Noel a few moments ago was speaking about discipleship. And what is a disciple? A disciple is one who goes to school to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that we must be fools. We must become as fools. That is, know nothing of ourselves. You remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 11 and the verse 29. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." Are you willing tonight in the service to come to Christ knowing nothing? Just to lay aside your own wisdom and your own cleverness? And just to surrender and abandon yourself to Him? I mean, give up everything. And surrender everything to Him. Are you willing to do that? Now, if there's somebody in the meeting tonight, whether you be young or old or whatever age, or whatever your circumstances might be, if you are willing tonight, from your heart, to let Jesus Christ have His way, and if you are willing to trust Him, you may be saved. You may become a Christian at once. You see, some people think that they have to go through a whole rigmarole, that there is a kind of a procedure that they must pass through, that there are certain people that they must speak to. There are certain things they must do. But what is God looking for? The Lord Jesus Christ is looking for, first of all, a willing heart. If you be willing tonight, if you be willing to receive Him, if you be willing to trust Him, and if you be willing to place yourself without any reserve whatever in His care and in His hands, thank God you can be saved. You may say to me tonight, "Well, what about my feelings? Do I need feelings? Do I need for to feel a certain amount? Do I need to grieve? Do I need, as it were, to feel some horror before I can trust Jesus Christ? You know, tonight there is something that is far more important than feelings. You say to me, well, what is it? I don't really feel very much tonight here in the meeting, one way or the other. I'm here, and we're glad you're here. But I'm just a kind of indifferent about the whole thing, the whole matter of salvation. And I don't really feel anything very deep. I don't feel very emotional. There is something that is far better than feelings, and that is to obey. You see, we're commanded for to obey the gospel. Without any delay, without any hesitation, we are to repent and believe the gospel. And the word of God tells us that to obey is better than sacrifice. Oh, thank God he does give feelings. Because we are, for the most part, we are emotional beings. We do feel deeply. But dear friend, tonight here in the service, you're not to wait for feelings. You're not to delay. If you are willing tonight, thank God you can be saved. And you can pass from death unto life. And from darkness unto light. If you see the urgency of the situation. If you see that you must be saved. And you are willing to be saved. You may be saved now. That's the first thing I believe that God is looking for. He is looking for a willingness. You see, tonight, if a man sees something of the evil of sin and the evil of his own sinful life, and if he wants from his heart to forsake it above everything else, do you want to forsake your sin tonight? Are you willing for to forsake the old life and the old habits and the old sins and even the old friends, the old comrades as such? And you want something far better. Something far more enduring. Something far more fulfilling. If a man is willing to forsake his sin, dear friend, tonight, that is repentance. And what is repentance good for? Repentance is good for turning a man away from sin. It turns a man away from his wickedness and away from his evil. It gives him a change of mind and a change of heart. And if you have that tonight, and if you're willing to have it, and if you're willing for to forsake all and everything, and just abandon yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ, you may become a Christian tonight. And as I say, that's the most important thing in the whole world, that you're saved. For what should it profit a man if he gain the whole world, and if he lose his own soul? Can a man become a perfect Christian in a moment? No, he cannot. Every one of God's people here tonight can surely testify and say that we all have to say we're not perfect. No man can become perfect, a perfect Christian, a perfect believer in a moment. But you can begin to be a Christian in a moment, in an instant. That's the great thing about salvation. In an instant you can be saved. If you tonight lift up your heart, even as you listen to the service and as you listen to the preaching, if you lift up your heart unto God in prayer, and if you look to the Lord Jesus Christ right now and ask Him to save you, and ask Him to take control of your life and of your future and of your present and everything else, and ask Him to come into your heart, He'll come in. And He'll save you. In an instant, in a moment. You know, a man can't take a journey in an instant. There's always the first step. And God would have you take that first step tonight. It may be weak. It may be frail. There may be a mixture of unbelief. But oh, if you take that first step tonight toward the Lord Jesus Christ, thank God you'll be saved. It doesn't matter where you go, whether it be a short journey or a long journey. You have to take that initial step. There has to be a start. We live down in Kesh, down in Fermanagh. And it seems to be no matter where you go from Kesh, no matter where you travel, it takes hours. It just seems to be that way. We are about an hour and three quarters from Belfast. And occasionally we go up to Belfast. But we don't get there in a moment. We don't arrive there in an instant. No, we have to start off in the yard. And we have to go to villages. There's many miles to be covered. You have to stop at lights. There's some places you can go fairly fast, and there's some places you have to slow down. And my wife comes, she came with me tonight, and she kind of cramps my style when I'm driving, for she's always giving off to me. Slow down, you're going too fast, and you're too near that car in front. But nevertheless, I'm glad she came anyway, for to keep me company. But you see, that's the way when we take a journey. It doesn't happen in an instant. You have to make the start. Thank God when you take a journey, no matter where you're going, you can begin instantly. You can begin tonight. You can begin tonight. A man cannot reclaim a piece of land in an hour. Ditches have to be taken out. Drains have to be made. He has to plow. He has to till the land and he has to reseed it. It may take him days, it may take him hours. It may take him months, perhaps. No, it's not something that's just going to happen in a moment. But thank God he can begin his work with determination. He can make a start. He can make a start. The prodigal could not go back to the father's house with one step. The Bible tells us that he came to himself. And then he began his journey. He began his journey. And so tonight, no man becomes perfect. You see, some people, it may be that tonight you're thinking to yourself, if I was to come to Jesus Christ, if I was to trust him, how would I live up to the expectations of so many people, perhaps? How could I live up to the standard of the Christian life? Dear friend, tonight, no one becomes a perfect Christian in a moment. It takes a lifetime, and even in this life will not be perfect. But one day will be perfect. And one day will be glorified with him when we get to heaven. You can't become a Christian. You can become a Christian, thank God. You can't become a perfect Christian in a moment. But you can begin in a moment. And you can trust him tonight. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 1. He tells us there how we ought to walk and to please God so that ye would abound more and more. Is it right for a man to call himself a Christian when he does not keep every command? Is it right for a man to call himself a Christian when he perhaps fails from time to time? And don't we all fail from time to time? Mr. Spurgeon said that the Christian life is made up of sinning and repenting. And he was right. Though we don't want to sin, and we don't want to fail the Lord Jesus Christ, but isn't it our experience? It is the experience of every Christian each and every day that we fail. But thank God there's repentance. We can come back to the cross and praise his name for the precious blood that cleanses from all sin. That precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. A child is not expelled from school for one poor lesson. or because perhaps he is dull or heedless. No, that's not the way. Is he expelled for one disobedience? No, if the teacher knows that he is wholehearted and if he is earnest, that counts for a great deal. Oh, don't be afraid to trust Christ and to come to him tonight because of failure, because of your past life, or because of somebody's expectations. You can't become perfect. Nobody is perfect in a moment. But thank God, the great thing is this, the good news is this, that you can commence tonight in an instant to be a Christian. And in an instant you can be saved. That's the glory of the gospel. There is life for a look at the crucified one, and there is life at this moment for thee. What is faith? What is faith? Surely faith in Christ is this, that I know that he helps me when I fall. That I know his grace is all sufficient. Dear friend, tonight, if a crucified, risen Jesus Christ attracts you, you can be saved. Do you see him there on that cross by faith? As the hymn writer said, see from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Does he attract you tonight? His love, his mercy, his grace, his pity. Oh, if such a Savior attracts you, if you're attracted to him tonight, and if you see him in all his beauty and in all his glory, thank God you may be saved at once. Do you know tonight there is a great difference between all the difference in the world between a religious man and a Christian? You may be religious tonight, but not saved. You see, a religious man feels that he must do everything out of duty. Everything is a duty. Everything really comes down to conscience. His conscience really bothers him unless he does certain things. He's a slave to conscience. And he's a slave to duty. Oh, but a Christian, a child of God will serve the Lord. And he will commit himself to the Lord. And he will trust him. Why? Because he loves him. That's the difference. He loves him. Bible tells us one of the great descriptions of God tonight is this. God is love. God is love. Are you attracted to his love tonight? Are you attracted to his cross, his blood, his righteousness? This man said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? You must be willing. You must be willing. And then just very quickly as we close, you must choose. You must choose. You know, tonight, there is surely a great difference between desiring something and choosing. It's good to desire. You may desire tonight, you may be wishing within your heart, oh, I long and I wish that I was saved. But you know, that's not enough. You need to go further than that. You need to choose. Joshua said to the people of Israel, he said, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. There's many a man in jail tonight, and he desires to be honest, for he realizes that he's in jail because he's a crook and a thief. And in his better moments he thinks to himself, oh, I wish I were an honest man. Oh, but he doesn't choose to be honest. He's only out of jail perhaps a week or a few days, and he's passing some house and he sees the window open, and he can't resist the temptation, and in he goes. And robs all about him. He desires, but he doesn't choose. So desire is not enough. Desire is not enough. There's many a dear man tonight, and they're perhaps bound by alcohol or some other terrible habit. And he desires, at times, he desires to be sober. He thinks to himself, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful for my own sake And for the sake of my children and the sake of my wife, if I could only go sober, and if I could kick this habit and give this drink up. He desires it, but he doesn't choose it. There is something that he chooses instead. He goes back again. You must choose tonight. It's not enough to desire. You must choose. You see here, this man, this Philippian jailer, he not only desired, but without any hesitation whatever, he made the choice. He said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved?" Many a man desires to be rich, but did not choose. He's lazy. And when everybody else is at their work, he sits at home and his feet in the ashes. He desires, but he's not going to make the effort. And he does not choose. He does not choose. Oh, but if you say tonight, listen tonight, if you say tonight, I not only desire, but I choose. I take him. I take him. And I'll take him as my all. And I will trust him. I will trust him. Thank God you may do that tonight. And if you're willing for to put him before everything and everyone else, you may become a Christian tonight. And you may start on the road for heaven and for glory. There is such a thing tonight, thank God, as the power of God. It's not all down to yourself. It's not down to your strength and your ability and what you can do. And the Bible speaks to you and the Gospel speaks to you. God tells you that you must choose. And you mustn't hesitate a moment longer. And without delay, you must come to him. I trust you'll not delay tonight. We know not what a day will bring forth. We don't know what this night holds for any of us. And oh, I can't describe tonight. I'm not able to describe the horror, the awfulness of somebody dying in their sins, perhaps cut off suddenly, without any warning, and without any remedy, and going to hell and a lost eternity. Dear soul, tonight be careful. There is a heaven, and there's also a hell. Jesus spoke of that place where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Are you willing to be saved tonight? Will you choose tonight and choose now and settle the matter forever? While God has spoken to you, has God spoken to you in the meeting? Has the Spirit of God come very near to you? It may be our last opportunity. I don't know. But don't delay tonight. Thank God the Savior, Jesus, loved us and he gave himself for us. Oh, what a Savior. What a loving, compassionate Christ. I can't understand it tonight, but I rejoice in it. That he was nailed to that tree for me. The blessed Son of God. The only perfect man that ever lived. Perfect God and perfect man. Was nailed to that cross on Calvary. The greatest thing that ever happened in this whole world. And I know tonight that all who call upon him, he will save. No matter what their past is like, he's able to save to the uttermost and he's able to save you tonight and make you a new creature and give you a new start. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. Amen.